The Seattle Sounders have been in the MLS playoffs every year since they became a Major League Soccer team in 2009. They have never made it to a final. But that all changes on Saturday when they face Toronto FC on Toronto's home turf. And whether you've never watched soccer in your life or you rave green, we've got a preview of the upcoming game. Steve Clare is the owner of Prost America, a news site that's devoted entirely to soccer. Steve, last time you were here talking with Bill Radke, he asked you for your prediction on who would win the cup, and you said,
"As I don't know who the opponent is yet, I can't predict it. So you'll have to invite me back in a week's time to talk about the final, because I won't be able to duck it then."
Well, it's been a week, and we've asked you back on. So how does a Sounders-Toronto matchup look like to you?
Well, obviously my ruse to be invited back on and get another segment on soccer worked beautifully.
Absolutely.
But as I said last week, we didn't know who the opponent would be. Now, I was on a Toronto show last night, and they asked me the same question. And my answer was, I'm not going to say one thing on a Toronto station and the other on KUOW tomorrow.
All right. Well, what did you say then?
My brave American Soldier Act was last night that I tipped Sounders to win. I think momentum is on the rave green side. And now I can breathe much more deeply and tell your listeners, I think Seattle Sounders will win on Saturday and bring home the cup.
Okay. So why do you think? I mean, is it just that you want them to win, or do you feel like they do have the edge?
No, the reason is this is based on emotion and logic. When you go into a playoff round, which is, you know, the norm in American sports, you need two things on your side, form and luck. Quality doesn't matter. How you played the rest of the season doesn't matter. Sounders approached the playoffs in form, as many of your listeners will know. They had a terrible first half of the season, then went 8 wins, 2 losses, and 4 draws in the last 14, or something like that. They had a bit of luck in their first play-in game against Sporting Kansas, where the referee was helpful. But since then, the form has been fantastic. The way that Coach Brian Schmetzer handled the two legs in Colorado was a masterclass for a guy in his first full year as coach. And I just think that form is on the Sounders' side, momentum is on their side, and I think this will be the year that they finally win it, despite obviously being the visiting team.
Okay, so this has been, as you mentioned, a pretty tough season for the Sounders. And, you know, the star Clint Dempsey was benched due to an irregular heartbeat. And Coach Siggy Schmitz, we said goodbye to him mid-season. So what happened? Like, how did this all turn around so dramatically for the team?
Well, there are a couple of theories that are popular, and I've got a third. One was that Ziggy had just lost touch with the team. They were no longer playing for him. The team didn't believe in him. And his time has come. It has to be said that the 11 players put out on the pitch are all people hired by Ziggy. So he just takes some of the credit for this. A secondary theory exempts Ziggy and says the arrival of playmaker Nicolas Lodeiro from Argentina was the big difference. And in fact, the Sounders parted with Ziggy the day before he arrived, presumably because they wanted to fire him before the guy arrived. I have a third theory that Clint Dempsey was the block, that he was underperforming and overpaid, and that really presented a team coordination and unity that has really been on show since he left. But I think most Sounders fans are not really of mind to finger point about what the change is. They're very grateful that it happened and have really enjoyed the run under Brian Schmetzer.
What do we expect from the team next year? What are you looking forward to?
Well, obviously most people listening will look forward to parading the MLS Cup on the opening day. I will be looking for that Brian Schmetzer's honeymoon is not just a honeymoon, that he can carry on inspiring the team and having players play for him. Also, I think we'll be looking for more young players coming through. Sounders' pipeline has been not very good in the years they've been in MLS, but a young lad called Christian Roldan has come through, and second only to DeAndre Yedlin, has probably been the best player to come through the ranks. I think we'll be looking for more young players to come and show that they can at least challenge the first 11 for their place.
All right, so we have this tradition in Seattle of having lots of bandwagon fans come out of the woodwork when our sports teams are doing well. So if you've just started paying attention to soccer and the Sounders and you want to watch Saturday's game, what are some of the things that you should know that make you sound like you're not a bandwagon fan, that you've been a seasoned fan all along?
I would say don't worry about it. Don't pretend. When the Sounders were in the USL, 3,000 to 5,000 people came to watch. There's now 30,000. It's been a gradually growing movement. And I would like to think that existing Sounders fans will accept you readily and want to educate you. So So don't feel the need to mug up to impress people. Tell people you're new. Tell people that this season attracted you, and you'll be made welcome. Don't be false about it. And certainly don't worry about admitting that this season is what attracted you.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to the game, and we'll talk to you afterwards, I hope. Steve Clare is the owner of the Prost America Soccer News site, which is devoted entirely to soccer around the world. They've just published a new book, the 2016-17 Women's Soccer Yearbook. Steve, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
This is The Record. I'm Deborah Wong.